I clash by the prompting of the Holy Spirit. I need for you and myself to go over the aspect of check your receiver. I believe the fundamental functioning in the spirit is not based on what the spirit can do or is it possible, but I believe it is us having an understanding within ourselves to be producers in our life, that we don't be just managers when we're ministering, but we'll be leaders, tapping into the potentials that are in the person we're ministering to. And we need to tap into our potential. Men did not discover electricity. Electricity always existed, but they learned how to function with it. So let's go back into the idea of grace is a revelation of ownership, and faith is a revelation of stewardship. Ephesians was written from the perspective of what has already taken place. In Ephesians 1:1-3, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Notice who you're writing to now. Grace be to you. Notice what he says. Grace be to you and peace. Now that's profound. Grace be to you. To a large degree, you as an apostolic student going to walk with grace and faith face to face. Did you hear that? You're going to walk. You're going to have the ability from this school and from this training, from apostolic porters, supernatural porters being open to you. You're going to walk always in a space that consists of grace and faith. Very important, very important. It sounds the word grace been used, the word faith had been used, but putting them together apostolically going to change the whole spectrum of the body of Christ. And you are part of this. So the Apostle Paul said to the church at Ephesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Powerful statement. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice what he says in his third verse, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. And Christ, the pursuit or the, I don't want to use the word performing, or the practicing of this supernatural space of grace, this supernatural insight of the fact that Satan is already defeated and we already have the victory is so important to us at this time. So when we talk about check your receiver, let's go back over some things. Notice the terminology here. Blessed be God who has. Past tense. It's already been done. Blessed us with all spiritual blessing. So all the potentials of all Genesis to Revelation is already available to us, and the Holy Spirit is the one who has to bring it out. So I want you to listen very carefully, because once we get your receiver straight, then your releasing going to be straight. I think what happened in Ephesians 4:11-16, the church has been held back by trying to manage Christian. But Christian need to be led, and they need, we need to have, as ministers from this school, I want you to have production in your life. You got to have production. What you're teaching and what you're preaching, you need to be reaching. That sounds good. But you need to have that production so they can see it in your life. So notice the time and out of the year. Blessed be the God who has past tense. It's already been done. He blessed us with, it didn't say some, all spiritual blessing. And that's what the Bible records spiritual blessing. Secondly, really, all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ is just an old English way of expressing the truth that God has already blessed you with everything. And it's in the spiritual realm. And so when we learn, like I said, man did not discover electricity. Electricity been here. He just discovered how to use electricity. And this spiritual anointing that we're designed to wear is a whole lot stronger than electricity. All the divine substance and all the miracle signs and wonders, revelation, understanding, wisdom, knowledge that God has given us in the spirit realm is so powerful. So it's not a matter of making it happen. It's a matter of receiving. Everything that God has done for you have already been deposited in your born again spirit. Wow. Everything is already deposited. Revelation, insight, vision, proper connection with the apostolic and the prophetic, all has something to do with how much you're going to draw out of you. Although it's already there, you must draw it out of the spirit into the physical realm. See, it's there, and we do a lot of talking, read a lot of scripture, but unless we learn how to yield to the Holy Spirit and let him manifest to us and through us what belonged to us. If we ask someone for something they knew we already had, how would they respond to us? That'd probably be an awkward silence, which sound a lot like how God often responds to us. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, Hebrews 13:5. Matthew 18:20. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. When we ask God for what he has already given us, we're letting our senses dominate us. You heard that? When we see, a lot of time we think we're in the spirit realm, but we're in the sense realm. And it's my job as your apostle and as your instructor to learn you, well, to share with you that you may learn by the Holy Spirit how to walk in the spirit realm. Now, here's one good thing, class, and this should prompt you to another desire, to hunger, and thirst. The things that I'm ministering to you, I'm walking them. I've been walking them many, many years. All type of manifestation, demonstration, miracles, four people raised from the dead. I don't know how many marriage couples have come to me, couldn't get pregnant, and some of them had twins. So it's giving God all the glory. But training over the years have put me in this position, and he's going to put you in the same position if you be a good student. Wherever you are right now, here's an illustration. There are television signals all around you. Just because you can't perceive them with your five natural senses doesn't mean they're not present. So he's saying here, correlating, that power that you read about in the Bible, those major things, they're right there with you now. When you turn on and tune in your television set, is when you start receiving. But it's not when the station began broadcast. Can you see that? As an illustration of so much spiritual power has been wasted. Traditionally, religiously, man-made ideas, denominationally, just a whole lot of man-made theology. What I want you to do from this school is learn how to walk in the Spirit. Don't get ahead of God. Just like the television broadcast is flowing, but you got to turn the switch on, or turn the TV on. And I think I want to say it this way to kind of get us a sort of a virgin statement. We got to turn the divine TV on. God is always broadcast. I never heard that before, but I just wanted to say that little statement so we'll have it the rest of our life. We got to turn it, because God is playing. He's ready. He's ready to go. Are you listening to that, man? God is the giver of all earthly spiritual blessings, Ephesians 1:3. And he's already transmitted them to you. So if you're seeing them manifest, if you aren't seeing them manifest in your life, the problem isn't with God's transmitter, which is the Holy Spirit. You need to fix your receiver. Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Now, let me talk with you a few minutes about that. Let's talk about fixing our receiver. The instruction that come from this school will show you how to handle your receiver. I want you to know it's already yours. Freedom, health, wealth, blessing in your family is already yours. He said, Lord, I am with you always, even in the world. So one of the greatest things that is needed, you need to believe that you're already blessed based on Ephesians 1:3. God has already given you healing. You need to teach it. Wisdom, revelation, prosperity, joy, peace, everything you'll ever need is already. All you have to do is renew your mind and let these things manifest themselves through you. What? Wow. Wow. See, this is a type of apostolic prophetic teaching your pastor, your teacher, your evangelist. This is a type of apostolic prophetic teaching that people need to know if they have accepted Christ, they have accepted all that God is, all that God can do. But you need to renew your mind. And Paul talked about that in Romans 12:2. And then in, where is that scripture? Romans 12:3, he was talking about don't let your mind interrupt your faith. I want you to look at that. Romans 12:3. Don't let your mind interrupt your faith. I mean, he says, use the word think 3 times. Let's say it a little deeper now. I want you to listen. Don't let your mind interrupt the connection between your grace and your faith. And I think that's where the body of Christ hit a slumber. They're trying to teach grace without faith, or they're trying to teach faith without grace, and the two go together. That's why I put this note down in 1 Corinthians 2:20 and 21 is so important. And you'll see it when you read it. We're talking about checking your receiver. We're talking about getting your receiver straight, getting your receiver in the right position. Listen very carefully. So you need to believe you already received everything. There was an actual transformation that took place in your spirit the very moment you were born again. Now, I got this rising up in me. This is going to be an insight for you. I wrote this to the president many years ago. there's so much going on about the Democrat and the Republicans. I don't mess with it. I follow the Spirit of God. Doesn't matter. But I said to him, God told me, he says, this president was not, how you go, Lord, it was not a choice maker. He was a man of decision. See, when you're charged, you got to look at both sides and see what other, but when, once you become a person of decision, you already know you're going to do exactly what you're told to do. So I want you to become a point of decision. And a lot of men and women are called, but their potentials are never validated. And the reason there are so many people out in the spirit world trying to manage the things of God, trying to manage the word, you can't. You cannot manage. You have to learn how to flow with the word. See, it's two different, managing and flowing with. People don't need management class. They need leaders. They need you knowing who you are, knowing where you're going, and they need you not just mouthing, I'm saying things from your mouth, they need you manifesting. You need to be to stand before, if you're a pastor, evangelist, you need to be to stand before them with evidence of what you're teaching. Be very careful about calling yourself an apostle or a prophet, trying to be somebody else laid a hand on you. That is so dangerous. It can ruin your life. Because I guess I had the apostle call on me 15, 20 years. I didn't touch it. I didn't know what it was. I just kept going. Then finally the Lord told me I had to step out both apostolically and prophetically. So I don't know if some of y'all calling yourself apostle. You're calling yourself prophet. But if you don't have no evidence and you don't have no manifestation in your life, just put it back in the closet and listen and walk until God himself talked to you and said, I call you. That's what he said to me. Told Paul the same thing. Peter, I've called you to be an apostle. That's very important. I pray that you pay attention to me and don't get upset about your talk. So the transformation took place in your spirit the moment you were born again. Then you got to be trained, you know. Now you have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You're right now in your spirit, identical to Jesus. Let me give you a scripture, John 4:17, 1 Corinthians 6:17. And you know the fruit of the Spirit is Galatians 5:22-23. The same power that raised Christ from the dead now lives inside of you. And you got it in Ephesians 1:19-20. It's infinitely easier to release something you know and believe you already have than to try and go get something you don't. You got to know you have it. If you're not absolutely convinced you already got it, you either submit or have the battle through thought that you won't get it. However, once you know it's yours, how could you doubt you get it? This is simple, but so profound. You already got it. So we're studying. You already got it. The author says it's like the television station. If you aren't seeing the picture, it's not God who isn't transmitting. It's your receiver that isn't working right. You need to get in the owner manual, God's word, and start studying. Find out how to turn that thing on. Tune it in. Eliminate the static and deal with things to get the best reception. God is waiting on you to believe and receive. All right? So once you receive 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes you are healed, you don't fight to get healed. You fight because you've been healed. You don't fight to get healed. You fight because you've been healed. Don't fight in an attempt to obtain healing. Fight to defend the healing that already been provided for you in Christ. Very simple. Allow this revelation to sink in and change your attitude toward everything you receive from the Lord. Now, here's some additional information. My spirit, soul, and body teaching goes into much depth into this truth. In other words, there's a spirit, soul, and body teaching that go along with this and go into much depth, much more depth. All right. Now, here is a training sheet, I might call it, on check your receiver, because I really like that term, check your receiver. It's so powerful. So let's go back down. There's 20 things I'm about to tell you. According to Ephesians 1:1-3, we have past tense been blessed with what? According to 1 Peter 2:24, we were past tense healed by what? You read Ephesians 1:19-21, the power that raised Christ from the dead and set him at the right hand of the Father is to blank. All right, now get this now. Hebrews 13:5 tell us two things God would never do. What are they? So these questions, you got to go and look in the Bible and find them, because they'll probably be on your test. According to Matthew 18:20, Jesus promised to be there in the midst of whom? As an Old Testament saint, David asked God in the 51st Psalm, 10 to 12 verse, to create in him a what? You know that's a clean heart. And to renew what? A right mind. David asked God not to cast him away from his presence, nor take his blank from him. What did David ask him to restore unto him? Read Hebrews 9:12-14. How many times did Jesus enter into the holy place? What did Jesus obtain for us? What purged our conscience from dead work? Matthew 28:20 tell that Jesus is with us for how long? Even to what? According to James 5:15, what shall save the sick? Who shall rise them up? What happened if they have committed sin? Read Galatians 5:22-23, there are any law against the fruit of the Spirit. 1 John 4:17 say that Jesus is, so are, blank in this world, or as Jesus is. According to 1 Corinthians 6:17, those who are joined to the Lord are what? All right, you got all that. Now, here's some scriptures to help you check your receiver. Ephesians 1:1-3. 1 Peter 2:24, Ephesians 1:19-21, Hebrews 13:5, Matthew 18:20, Psalm 51:10-12, Hebrews 9:12, and Hebrews 9:14. Now, class, we're going to go on in our next session when we come back, accepting, accepted, and enlightened. So we're going to check our receiver out now, and when we get our receiver straight, we'll be able to accept revelation knowledge that God wants, and enlightenment. Let me give you a few things on this before I close, on accepted and enlightened. We know this, I'm going to make a statement, atonement is already an accomplished work. In Ephesians 1:4, according he has past tense, chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So, listen to this, class. Salvation was just waiting for you to reach out in faith and appropriate it. It was there all the time. You see it? Although you had to choose to believe and receive, God had already made the provision for you ever had the need before you were even born and before you had ever sinned. So we look at Ephesians 1, 4 through 6, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, the praise of his glory. I like this, the praise of the glory of his grace, when he had past tense made us accepted in the beloved. Most Christians are trying to do things, live holy, read the word, tithe, fast, etc., to make themselves acceptable to God. They are blinded to the truth that he has already made them accepted in the beloved. It says in Luke 1:28, and the angel Gabriel came unto her and said, "Hail, thou highly favored, the Lord is with thee, Mary. Blessed art thou among women." Being accepted means you are highly favored of God. Don't ever forget that. You are accepted because of what Jesus did, not what you do. Don't ever forget that. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace." Wow. In whom we have redemption through his blood, not what we do. The forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. So blood and grace let us know that we're fully covered. I'm going to close with that class. Blood and grace. I want you to feast on that. I want you to feast on the blood. I want you to feast on the grace. And we'll go further to seeing how much we are accepted and enlightened. That's what we want to bring to people. Acceptance and enlightenment by revelation and by understanding who they are. I'll see you in the next class.